talking about a showcase, that's what Mike Brennan does every week, right?
That's what he does, and Mike Brennan is with us right now. Very nicely done, Gary.
That's my only segue of the show.
Mike Brennan is the editor of MI Tech News, and that is a great place to find out what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship throughout the state. Mike has been covering those topics for many years in Michigan and puts out a weekly, well, actually, there's two broadcasts that are put out per week, but Mike Brennan is with us right now to kind of give us a sampler of some of those headlines. Mike, welcome to the show.
I like to think of us as the super MITechNews.com.
So. That's right. This week especially.
This week, yeah, right. So my boss is going to let me take Monday off.
Oh, good.
Yeah, nice guy. I like him really much.
Yeah,
this
yes,
is one of the few times that being self-employed really pays off.
Yeah. Yeah, at least absolutely. No arguments with the boss, and not many anyway.
Yeah, they're pretty short. You know?
Well, Mike, what we try to do in these days, give folks a little bit of an idea of some of the headlines that you cover, of what you cover. And one I see here from Grand Rapids is that Steelcase, the company out there has been there for many years, one of the anchor businesses out in Grand Rapids, is getting into the wind power business.
Well, actually, they've been in it for a while, but they're just getting it into it in a bigger way. They did purchase power agreements with this company out west to help them build new wind projection towers, you know, the whole thing, so that you get another 150 megawatts that's going to come online. They're going to finance it through these credits. And in the end, what's this all mean? That 70% of Steelcase's electric usage is going to be coming from alternative energy and wind and things like that.
Wow. Huge, huge benefit to them in terms of some of their basic costs. That's wonderful. Another news headline I see out of Grand Rapids, and boy, this is a timely thing coming up, is that some free income tax preparation is being offered.
Yeah, absolutely, through Davenport University and some of their partners. For all those folks out there listening in West Michigan, the only qualification being is your family income has to be below $58,000. So Gary obviously would not qualify for that.
Is that for
like
2 years, Mike?
So, but I mean, everybody else other than Gary could get free income tax service. And all that information is at MI Tech News. You just go there. It'll list all the places you could go. You sign up for it. Free is good.
That's pretty nice. And it benefits some of the middle-class families out there. They're working hard, got two incomes, and if you're earning less than a combined $58,000 for your family, you get some free tax preparation. That is really nice. Now, one headline here I thought looked a little controversial, I guess, but apparently the headline said that California would be the state with the largest potential market for legalized cannabis, or weed, as some people say, while Wyoming would be the smallest, but Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio are among the top 10 potential markets.
This came from the most unlikely source, Anderson Economic Group, and we all know Patrick, and he's like Mr. Republican, but I mean, his group is called Supported Intelligence. They've got this really great forecasting software that can do all these things. They loaded in all the data for states that already are legalizing, and even Michigan. It's going to be on the ballot at the end of this year. Uh-huh. And if it does, and if it passes, trust me, it generates a whole lot of money.
Oh.
You know, the excise taxes alone nationwide could be a minimum of $3 billion, and probably much higher than that, $15-20 billion that governments could get. If their states, and this is not smoking kinds of stuff. This is like cookies and butters and things like that, right?
So it's not smoking because you can't smoke in parks now, and you can't smoke in a lot of places. Right. There'd be no place to smoke it.
But there are a lot of other ways that people brownies and oils.
I don't know about that stuff.
Special oils. Well, this is interesting. As a cancer survivor, this is something that often has been offered to us to deal with pain and with cancer treatments. Is people will have oils and special extracts that are used that are very helpful for
all sorts of edible products.
Yep.
It's the same job done. It just you don't smoke it,
right.
But the THC is delivered through the food.
Yep, or through oils. Well, those are just some examples of the headlines that Mike is out there covering. But not only on Fridays, you can get all those headlines, a whole bunch of them, on different topics for free. And that comes to your email simply by signing up at mitechnews.com or on our homepage at internetadvisor.net through the contact button there, and say that you want your edition of MI Tech News delivered to you. And on Wednesdays, there's also other information, whether it's video and audio resources that are there as well. It's just a wealth of information, all of it free. All you got to do is go to mitechnews.com and sign up. Mike, thanks for being with us. Have a great week.
Thanks, Foster. Have a super weekend.
Thank you very much.